A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It was the traditional souls to the polls, get out the vote day at churches in Georgia, where Vice President Harris spoke at Divine Faith Ministries International in Jonesboro.
We understand that for us to do good works, it means to do it in the spirit of understanding that our strength is not based on who we beat down, as some would try and suggest. Our strength is based on who we lift up.
Former President Donald Trump was in another battleground state, Pennsylvania.
Once the former president was inside the fast food restaurant.
This is fun. I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
He was shown how to fry, salt, and pack up McDonald's French fries.
It's going to be the best yet, but I made it myself.
He paid a visit to the Bucks County McDonald's as he's made repeated claims without evidence that his presidential opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, never worked at the chain. Harris has pushed back on Trump's claims, saying she worked for McDonald's when she was a college student.
I'll never forget this experience, okay? Now I know how to do it, and it's very good.
Nina Barani for CBS News, Bucks County.
The United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that discuss Israel moving military assets into place to conduct a strike against Iran for supporting the Hezbollah militants. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
These documents surfaced online last week, first through a Telegram channel, also on social media under an account called Middle East Spectator. And CBS News has learned that that channel does have a history of posting pro-Iran content.
Israel is cracking down on Lebanon-based Hezbollah's financial ability, attacking targets in Beirut and elsewhere. CBS's Deborah Pata is there.
Every fresh Israeli strike forces more people to flee. Thousands have been crossing the border into Syria. Those who cannot walk are carried across after Israel blew up the road going out.
It's a rough time in Cuba, with most of the power grid still offline after 3 days. And now it's Hurricane Oscar, as CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano tells us.
Oscar just making landfall right now as a hurricane on the eastern tip of Cuba. We do expect it to peel off tomorrow and head out to sea as a weaker storm.
The New York Mets are looking to stay alive in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series with the Los Angeles Dodgers, which gets underway at Dodger Stadium in about an hour. The WNBA Finals have come down to a winner-take-all game between New York and Minnesota, the first time since 2019 for that. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 51, sunny and 77 on your Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of 51. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and windy, a high near 73 degrees, turning cooler and rainy on Wednesday.
It's 73 at our studios.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up the spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
In case you weren't sure about the title, that was This Is Not a Love Song by Public Image Limited, aka PIL, also known as the vehicle for John Lydon, who started out his career as Johnny Rotten with the Sex Pistols. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with Tom Petty and Love Is a Long Road. For those who are longtime listeners to Seth Faces the Music, if I actually have any of those, you will know that I play many songs from my favorite group, They Might Be Giants. One of the reasons I like They Might Be Giants so much is they do things, well, not normally. And here is a great example. From their album, John Henry, with an assist by The Ordinaires, here's Oh Do Not Forsake Me.
Oh, do not forsake me, my indolent friends. Oh, do not forsake me, though you know I must spend all my darkest hours talking like this. For I am 1,000 years old. 1,000 years old. Sure you think that's old? 1,000 years old. But what do you know? In my darkest hour, I'm talking like this. For I am 1,000 years old. Oh, some have forgotten the flower of speech and walks through the garden where I go to defend misbegotten notions while talking like this. For I am 1,000 years old. 1,000 years old. Sure, I'd say that's old. 1,000 years old. But what do I know? In your darkest hour, my indolent friends, will be
And that was Touch the Sky by the Black Pumas, a recent band with a great retro sound. Ooh, love that psychedelic feel to it. And before that, we had another classic alternative anthem. It was Mudhoney with Touch Me, I'm Sick. We have to take a break now, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're talking soul, we're talking 70s, we're talking quite possibly the greatest album ever released. Stay tuned right here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
And that was Too High by Moon Taxi. Before that, we had the great Marvin Gaye with his great album, What's Going On? And the track was Flying High in the Friendly Skies. Up next, we have a Scottish band that's been around for quite a long time. They may seem a little precious because they were named after a French cartoon show, but they have put together a long career of twee pop, I guess you could call it. Either way, I love them. From their album, The Boy with the Arab Strap, here's Belle and Sebastian with Dirty Dream number 2.
Follow my feet. A choice is facing you, a healthy dose of pain. A choice is facing you as you start through the rain. A choice is facing you, but I choose to refrain. For today, tomorrow, we'll be back in trouble. You had a whole lot of fun with a comedian. You stopped short of going all the way. You'll have to make it someday. Why is this happening to you? You're not a child. Why is this happening? You too much on your mind. Things creep up on you when you are fast asleep. Stuck to the sheet.
In a town so small, there's no escaping you. In a town so small, there's no escape from you. In a town so small, there's nothing left to do.
Dream till you couldn't see her face, but you saw everything else. Dream till it's pretty special things. Loving yourself. Could you put a name to someone else's eyes? Could you put a face to someone else's eyes? Is it someone that you've maybe recognized? But it all fits into
segment to figure out what is the mystery of today's show on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got those jazzy interlopers into pop music from the late 70s and the early 80s. They were perfectionists, but man, They create some fun, fun music. You'll hear it when we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 51, sunny and 77 on your Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of 51. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and windy, a high near 73 degrees, turning cooler and rainy on Wednesday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 years. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Ready, set, go.
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lose that.
have a change of heart. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you own. You might use it if you feel better when you get home.
Born to lose, I've lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain. All my life, I've always been so blue. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. Born to lose, it seems so hard to bear. When I wake and find that you're not, you've grown tired, and now you say we're through. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. And now I'm losing you.
to Lose from the genius Ray Charles from his groundbreaking album Modern Sounds in Country and Western. And before that, we opened up the final segment with Steely Dan and Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. Two songs left before I reveal what the mystery was all about. I hope you figured it out already, but if not, you'll find out in just a couple here. We're going to turn now to the 1980s, a band that I like to highlight every now and then for their interesting take on pop music. From their absolutely essential recording, Remain in Light, here's Talking Heads, Born Under Punches, The Heat is On.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew.
Hometown News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.